are now listening to Jump Street Radio on 101.9 CITR. Your essential selectors on this musical safari are Sam Demo and Chirk. Now pass me that 40 and play some tip-top tracks. Bo.
Yo, what is up, world? You're listening to Life on Jump Street, 101.9 CITR FM. My name is Matt. I'm back. In case you thought I died or something, I didn't. I have been studious, and then I went to Miami, which was freaking phenomenal. And just so you know, I brought back some treats, and along with those treats today, I also brought a treat for you guys. Not from Miami, but from Vancouver. We got Zia and Logan in the house. Yeah, Zia, I think what you want to do is talk a little more into the front of the microphone. Exactly. You also want to talk in like a pretty soft, romantic tone because we have a lot of ladies listening. So, on that note, I mean, everyone who's listened to the show knows who you guys are, so we don't have to run through it that much, but we do need to talk about this new thing, Milk, that you guys are doing, right? What? I don't even know. Like, it says it's on, but I'm not even hearing you at all.
Testing. Check. Can you hear this one?
Dude, hit up number two.
Okay. turn my headphones up.
Yeah. So I don't know. Right. So now that we can hear you,
I feel like I'm telling a series of shitty jokes.
Yeah.
I don't know, what's Milk? Logan, what's Milk?
It's
yeah, we just do it at like warehouses, and we're just getting our favorite DJs around town. The next one's gonna have Scott Woodworth, who's like techno dude, he's ill. And we're gonna have like Lev, and he's gonna play a bunch of vinyl, and then yeah, it's gonna be fun. We're gonna play a bunch of house
cool.
music.
Really good sound.
Oh, we're Canadians playing house music, so it's hoose music.
Right, hoose music all night long.
Hoose music all night long.
That's a good segue into talking about WMC, because that obviously was generated down there by the Mike B.
The Mike B.
Zia and I just went to Miami, both of us for the first time. Well, I've been there briefly, but never to WMC. Zia, is there anything that people need to know about it? Like, obviously they should go. I think I would recommend it. Yeah,
it was retarded. If you're going to go anywhere for like a conference thing, I would say go to WMC.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, we got to see a lot of... It wasn't as crazy as I expected it to be. I thought we were going to be at a lot of, like, Steve Angello-type things. Not that I'm into that, but that we would just end up at something like that. But
yeah, there was, like, we didn't see Eric Prydz once, yeah. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, like, what do we do? The first night we went to a made-to-play party, and Jesse Rose was just, like, killing it.
That's right.
Yeah, and then the second day we went to, like...
And, Radio Slave, or...?
Radio Slave was going in super-duper hard. They were, like, playing back-to-back. It was
That's right.
A lot of fun. The Do-Over, which is an LA party, they had it on Sunday in Miami, and that was crazy. Kjellis Peterson played it, and like a bunch of other people, and the vibe, it was insane.
Yeah, what was your favorite thing you saw?
Oh, that's like putting me on the spot. My favorite thing was the Radio Slave thing was cool. The Do-Over was really awesome. I don't know, we just saw so much cool shit.
Yeah.
We saw a Steve Aoki, he wrote a song with Afrojack.
Yeah, he's apparently a composer now.
Yeah, he wrote the song. He like sat down and just like wrote down all the harmonies and the melodies and stuff.
Yeah, which was cool. That party was pretty funny.
Sound of Stereo killed it there, though.
Yeah, they're great. So yeah, if I had to recommend some stuff just based on what we saw there, Nodestrom killed every party we were at.
That late night shit?
Yeah.
Nacho Lovers?
Yeah, no, they were great too, actually. I haven't really seen them play like a real cool thing before, and yeah. they murdered it both times we saw them. Elvis and
Kingdom? Elvis,
yeah, that was
Kingdom.
Crazy.
That was insane.
Who else was good? Sound of Stereo.
Sound of Stereo was good. J-Wow from Baraka Som Sistema.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Not J-Wow from that stupid TV show. Not Guido J-Wow.
Yeah. What else happened? I don't know. We saw some gators, ate some gators.
Yeah,
that was
we
cool.
Saw, held, and ate gators in that order.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. And then we wore some half gators.
Right.
We stuck out of the club.
Yeah. I don't really know what else to say about it, except it was really fun. Definitely check out Miami. It's a fun city. Like, it was a lot more sort of like run down than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I think that's the general infrastructure of places like that are like crazy.
Yeah,
but then we went to like the Delano and like shit like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was just like insane.
And when we walked in front of the W and saw like Jamie Foxx just chilling.
Yeah, it was like in a matter of like a minute we saw Deadmau5, Jamie Foxx, and Steve Angello.
That was an interesting girl he was cruising with, that Deadmau5 guy. But anyways, we're rambling. Long story short, WMC, very cool, very inspirational.
I met the fat Jew. That was my highlight.
That's true. He loved you.
Phillips of Team Facelift, and it was ill.
Yeah, they were cool, man. So definitely go down there. We brought back some goodies. Oh my god, I'm really smart, and I didn't plug in my laptop. It's gonna die. Give me 1 second here, guys.
I'll just rap.
Zia, yeah, you just rap.
Hello, radio world. I don't know, let's talk about Milkmore. You want to talk about Milkmore?
Yeah, sure.
Logan, who's your favorite current house music guy? What are you feeling right now?
My favorite house music guy
that
I grew up time with probably the Craig Smith.
Like,
it's more like disco stuff.
Disco stuff.
Okay, we're back.
All right.
So yeah, enough about milk. Nah, it's cool. So what else? We need to talk about something that is way more interesting than what we have been talking about until now, which I know you're thinking to yourself, how is that possible? Because these guys are so riveting.
Oh, really worldly. And
yeah, exactly. So what we need to talk about is a little project that Zia and I started with the wonderful and like... Almost,
amazing.
Almost.
He's a wizard.
Almost, yeah, wizardly wizard. He's like the Gandalf of music production.
Yeah, he's the Pro Tools Gandalf.
Yeah, but like Gandalf when he like comes back as like zombie Gandalf after he dies and like comes back, you know.
Just basically, Vaughn is in the studio yelling, "Thou shall not pass."
We're talking about U-Turn. We got a little project called High School, and we're just gonna remix some fun tracks and see where that ends up. So right now we're gonna play, or I'm gonna play at the start of my set, this Hot Chip remix that we did, and I hope you enjoy it. If you do enjoy it, give us a call at 604-822-2487 because we love praise. And if you didn't enjoy it, give us a call at 822-2487
and I'll talk to them.
Yeah, and Zia will set them. We'll set you straight. yeah. Also, what was I going to say? Okay, I'm about to play some music. I have to let it be known. I kind of, for the past few weeks that I played on the show, have fell into a little bit of a disco house, filter house rut, I would call it. I've got to say, that shit is for pussies. So just to keep my rep, I'm gonna play some real bass stuff so you guys don't think I've turned into who?
A pussy. That's, I've been spreading that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's time for some gully bass lines, and then and then these guys are gonna do their thing for the rest of the show. So that's enough rambling, I think. Yeah, get ready for some Elvis and some Bach Bach and some Kingdom and all that goodness.
I'm going to give Logan a back rub live on the air.
Yeah, perfect. All right, this is Life on Jump Street, 101.9 CITR FM, every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 p.m. Bye.
tempo alto.
To Morgan.
Coconut.
I wanna swim in the ocean. Cheap, 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 cheap Walmart.
Yeah, y'all.
This is Life on Jump Street right now. I hope you've enjoyed my return to actual bass lines. This is DJ Cherik. We're going to go to a quick ad and come back with Logan and Zia. Life on Jump Street, 101.9. Bye-bye.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Called in, call back. We want to talk to you. 604-822-2487. And even if you didn't, call back in. This is Zia right now. Check it. This is a jam of all jams. This is straight world music. World. So hot right now.
If I were never to see you, if Rock.